repetition, practice in pronunciation, and ensures that the word or concept is firmly embedded in the vocabulary of the new language being acquired. Reading stories, in particular, is one of the most effective forms of learning. In this context, words are embedded with specific scenarios that facilitate comprehension and retention. Beyond that, the sequence of words, once their roles in the sentence are understood, such as verb, adjective, noun, subject, or complement, aids in constructing new sentences independently of those previously learned. This process leads to redundancy, a linguistic feature that allows for the creation of infinite possible sequences, thereby keeping the language dynamic and alive. Moreover, reading stories written by native speakers, especially those that depict the life, customs, and culture of the country where the language is spoken, further enhance the learning process. Such stories provide insights into aspects of the language that are often easier to grasp only when visiting the country itself. Proper names of people, cities, typical dishes, streets, monuments, and more. Additionally, these stories offer a deeper understanding of cultural norms, such as ways of doing things, expressions, and social customs. For instance, the way a European greets or introduces themselves may be entirely different from how an Asian would approach the same situation. Reading stories set in these cultural contexts helps learners understand not only the language, but also the appropriate ways to use it in different situations. In conclusion, reading stories set in the cultural and linguistic context of the target language not only aids in vocabulary and grammar acquisition, but also provides invaluable insights into the social and cultural nuances that shape how the language is used. Italian as a second language. Italian is a Romance language, born from Latin like its siblings, Spanish, French, and Portuguese. But don't let their similarities fool you. Italian has its own quirks. For every ciao and grazie, there's a magari or figurati that's uniquely Italian. By immersing yourself in these stories, you'll train your ear to spot these differences, avoiding mix-ups with other Romance languages. You'll also discover Italy's regional heartbeat, from Milan's crisp consonants to Sicily's melodic vowels. The language shifts subtly across regions, mostly in sound, not structure. These stories will guide you through piazzas, trattorias, and dialects, helping you navigate Italy's linguistic mosaic. So, are you ready to turn courage into fluency? Let's begin! How to use this audiobook? Think of this audiobook as your Italian launchpad. Here's how to make the most of it. Step 1. Read, revisit, repeat. Start by diving into the stories. Read them slowly. Then read them again. And again. Why? Because repetition isn't just about memorization. It's about training your brain to feel Italian. With each pass, you'll notice new details. How verbs twist with tense, how adjectives flirt with nouns, and how idioms paint vivid mental pictures. Step 2. Summarize and solidify. After each story, you'll find a summary. Use it like a mirror. Does your understanding match the key points? If something feels fuzzy, circle back to the text. This isn't a test. It's your chance to turn her into ah, ecco. Step 3. Master the vocabulary. Bold words in the stories, those are your golden tickets. We've translated tricky terms and everyday phrases, the essentials for real conversation. Focus on these first. Pro tip: skip the obscure poetry terms unless you're planning to debate Dante at a cafe. Step